What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. The Packers will be back on the practice field later this afternoon. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, but most importantly, we're going to hear from you fine folks in the comments section. Good to see everybody mixing it up already. Plenty of folks here. Accidental Hero, what's up? Tony, good morning. Pogs is here, of course. Gary, of course, is here. Stalwart diehards all. I kick ass 44. TKM is at his post. It's good to see everyone. Good to be 4-1. Good, even going even 500 the rest of the way probably means another division title and a home playoff game. Add some health in there, and we're really cooking. Go Pack, go. Alec, what an odd, sunny, forward-thinking disposition. What are you doing on the internet? That's bizarre. But, yeah, it's a good way to look at it. Ryan Vegas, what's up, man? Seems like there is a big emphasis on pushing the ball deep. Why is that? I struggle to think that it is only on 12. Blake, I very much agree. I'm going to ask Coach about that today. They really seem to be leaning into spread formations, trying to get longer developing routes working downfield. We're back to 2019 in some ways. So, it's a mystery to me. We've seen a lot less of the condensed formations, the bunch sets, things like that, to free guys up underneath. We've seen Aaron eschewing the check down at times, but I don't think it's entirely on Aaron either. I think it's very much the game plan coming into each game each week. And yeah, I'm going to ask about that because it is mystifying given how successful they were with their approach last year. They seem to have gotten away from it at times, a lot of times this season. Will we be seeing some Jalen Smith this week? Callum, I believe so. I would think they would probably have some kind of package where he's on the field doing very specific, has very specific assignments where he doesn't have to do too much of trying to fit inside a scheme, so to speak. I think he'll still be brought along slowly. I wouldn't expect him to play a ton, but I do think he'll see the field this week. Morning, Nags. Will Dunbar be promoted to the 53 for this week? Steve, long way to go, right? Let's see what the injury report is later today. He's got experience with Joe Barry. I don't know about in this specific scheme, but I know he played for Barry in Washington. He was signed to the practice squad. They can bring him up if they wish. I suspect it's going to be probably a numbers game. And if they, need somebody, because we know Jair can't go and there's a possibility King can't go. So at that point, you're going to need some depth. So yeah, I think there's a possibility that that happens. Jeezy baby, thanks for the super chat. William Shatner about to launch into space. What a time to be alive. Pretty crazy, right? Pretty, pretty crazy. It's too bad we got David Prowse has passed away. Otherwise, we could get Mark Hamill and David Prowse up there. And they could recreate the Empire Strikes Back lightsaber battle. That'd be amazing. Vex, thanks for the super chat. The NFL protecting Dan Snyder is disgusting. Yeah, but it's pretty par for the course, right? I don't want to talk too much on the Gruden stuff. I know there's a lot out there, and I put out a very long, well, for me anyway, thread on Twitter last night regarding, I've seen some kind of formation of, or the idea that, Gruden's emails lay bare what the NFL is really like. And I think that's bullshit. I know way too many people in the league and surrounding the league, involved with the league, to know that the makeup and the character of a lot of the people in the National Football League, both at the team level and at the league level here in New York, is not reflected in those emails. But yeah, Dan Snyder, he's protected class. NFL owners always protect their own. We've known this forever. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Finally watched Carry the G. Great stuff, Nags. Good get, Papas. Papas? Pappies? Thanks. Yeah, no. AJ's the man. I love talking to him every week. So great to have him on every Monday. If you guys haven't checked out Carry the G yet here on the YouTube channel, please do so. AJ is a really engaging guy, and hell, this week we had a lot to talk about with his production on the field. It was great. Zol, thanks for the super chat. Not a single go back go from Charlene Woodley into week six. I think the emotional roller coaster of Bengals game negatively impacts Bears weeks. Thanks, Nags. Charlene Woodley can do whatever she wants. As far as the overtime negatively impacting, I don't think it's about the emotions impacting them, but the fact that they were on the field for basically another quarter, that might impact them. That of that, there is little doubt. I mean, it's hard. A full NFL football game of four quarters is tough enough. You play an extra quarter, essentially. that can grind on you. I can wear you down. So that to me is the concern. I mean, there's not much you can do about it, except, you know, coach has got to push the right buttons. As far as I would suspect the guys will be, it'll be a very light practice today. But yeah, that's the thing that you got to worry about coming off that game. Philip, thanks for the super chat. Morning, bud. Morning, Philip. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you. Why does Rodgers let the play clock run down on almost every play? I'm sorry I'm laughing. It's just kind of funny. He's been doing it for like 20 years now, it seems. I mean, I know that's not strictly true, but he's gathering information. That's his standard answer. He wants to see everything that the defense has to try and throw at him, to get every morsel, every nugget of info, and then make any change possible at the last second. And he's done it many, many times to great effect. I know a lot of people are really sick of the hard counts that basically do nothing. It's rare that he gets guys to jump these days. But he is gathering information with those cadences as well. You know, it's not just about getting the free play. It can be if he goes hut hut and the safety starts to take a step one way or the other. In his head, he knows, okay, well, he's moving over there. That's probably cover two, or that's probably cover three, or that's probably a blitz or whatever. He's getting that information before the snap of the football. Essentially, that's why. Now, does he need to do it every fucking play? I don't think so, but he's the man. He's a three-time MVP. Who are we to argue, you know? Who is healthy on the O-line? Pogs, we'll find out later today. Hopefully, Josh Myers is able to participate and Elton Jenkins is trending the right way, because if those two play, I really like their chances against Chicago. Now, without them, it's going to be a tough one. No doubt about it. This Bears front is no joke. Live long and prosper. That's Dennis. Thomas, thanks for the super chat. Barnes seems to be more disciplined hitting the gaps this year. I think he hasn't hit his ceiling yet. I think, yeah, he's still a young player, right? Very much so. I don't think the ceiling is not too high with Barnes, but yeah, he's still developing. He's still a very young player, and I think he's going to continue to improve. I don't ever think we're going to mistake him for a superstar, but solid role player. And you need those. You need the ditch diggers of the world. No doubt about it. Jalen Smith play this week? I talked about that a little bit earlier. Packers fan club. I think we'll see him in certain packages. Yeah. Will the Packers make a trade for a cornerback and defensive tackle? I doubt it, Rod. They just signed Quentin Dunbar, a corner, who is interesting. He has, like I said earlier, he played for Joe Barry for a couple of years in Washington. He was set to be the Lions starter coming into this season. And then he had a mysterious kind of almost disappearance during training camp with Detroit, and then was let go. And then it's just kind of been on the street. No, he was with Seattle last year. But yeah, no, that's a strange little episode in his career. But veteran guy, like I said, knows the staff. So that's much more the type of move the Packers would make rather than making a trade. That's not to say that can't happen or won't happen. Who knows? You know, they made the calls last year at the trade deadline. They tend to do that every season. So we'll see which way it turns. In your opinion, from watching film, are Tonyan and Lazard being used as blockers to help O-line and will be freed up when O-line is healthy? Somewhat, Matthew. I think there's definitely that element. There's no question about it. We've seen Tonyan do he's been more strident in making the first initial kind of block slash, you know, help the tackle and getting out into his route, which is something I think we heard Justin Outen talk about after the San Francisco game. It was great. You know, we saw him putting Bosa on his ass and blah, 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 but he wasn't getting out into his route afterwards. So Outen tried to kind of stress the idea of, okay, it's great that you make this initial block, but you got to get upfield afterwards or wherever. And we've seen that, a better kind of effort from him. I just think, you know, they're not drawing up plays for him. They're certainly not calling his number. And that means he's not going to get nearly as many looks. Now, we saw Rodgers take a deep shot to him. He did complete one to him on Sunday. But for the most part, you know, when you've got Davante Adams and Aaron Jones, those are going to be your number one and number two targets almost always. that the plays are called for. They're just not calling plays for Lazard and Tonyan. And, you know, when you're as productive as Devontae, it's hard to argue. Do I like the Dunbar signing? I do kick ass. I think it's a quality depth signing, especially a month plus into the season. A guy who's, you know, started and played at a high level. I don't think he's the world's greatest corner or anything like that, but it's definitely 100% the kind of move Ted never would have made. And it's the kind of thing, and I know this for a fact, that Brian and Elliot and Alonzo would have gone to Ted with and said, hey, look, there's this guy on the street. He's got starting experience. Let's bring him in. And Ted would go, no, I like our guys. And then they would get frustrated and go back to the drawing board. I mean, that I can't tell you. They did that all the time. And Ted almost always said no. So this is the kind of move that Ted probably doesn't make. So, you know, for all the frustrations that we used to have with, you know, Ted never signs anybody, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I understand, I think the perception is from what I've seen online, people talking about Brian, like, oh, he's like Ted 2.0. He's just a tad more aggressive bringing in people from outside the building than Ted was. And this is a perfect example of that. And that's all I ever really wanted Ted to do. So I can't quibble with it. I like it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What other Packers players have ever energized the team when they get the ball like Big Dog? Violet Dog Fund. Oh, that would be Olive's Dog Fund, please. Dustin. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one, man. The emotional connection, right? The feeling I think people get when he gets the ball in his hands and he's trucking people, man, they certainly rally around him. I would think the one that leaps to mind back in the day is William Henderson, because he wasn't really a featured part, especially in the passing game. But when he got the ball and he was running people over, man, guys got hype. Guys got hype when William Henderson got the ball. But yeah, Big Dog is definitely somebody who like brings a little energy to the team, no doubt. Dustin, again, thanks for the super chat. How much is it going to cost to keep Stenovich around with the way he is making the line work, minus three of the best four? They'll pay him. Whatever it is, they'll pay him. I can't imagine Matt lets him go unless he's given an opportunity to be a head coach. Maybe he gets a coordinator nod somewhere, but I would tend to doubt it. I think they'll extend his contract and make sure he sticks around for as long as Matt's there. I kick ass 44. Thanks for the super chat. Maybe the personnel staff isn't so bad after all. David, thanks for the super chat. Nags, greetings from Ireland. Finally made one. What's up, David? Good morning from New York City. I believe it's probably afternoon where you are. Thanks for joining us live. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks so much. John Kuhn, that's Ryan. That's a good one. Yeah, Kuhn, definitely. Although it's funny. I think Kuhn energized the crowd more than he energized the team. Not that he didn't energize the team, because I know he did. But, man, the crowd would definitely get hyped for John Kuhn. Of that, there is no doubt. Dylan, more usage, say that five times fast, as a pass catcher in the future. Darren, I think so. We heard Aaron singing his praises after the game. Matt talking about his ability in the passing game. I hope so. Been begging for that wheel route for a year and a half now. But yeah, I think it's always helps when you put it on tape, right? And you show that you can do it. And he's kind of been doing it consistently since that first training camp practice. The more, you know, kind of development you get in the passing game, the better it's going to be. The more defensive coordinators have to worry about it. Yeah, I think he'll see. He'll be used. I doubt he'll ever be a featured part of the passing game, but I do think they can use him more as a complementary piece, kind of a change of pace, kind of when you're least expecting it kind of thing, kind of like we saw on Sunday. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Heard Nagy tested positive for the need of his annual Packers ass whooping. Go, Pack, go. Man, this Bears team, it's going to be tough, man. Y'all like to joke, and God knows the Bears still suck, but that defense is nasty. This is going to be tough, and that's why I say we need to get healthy along that O-line. That front is no joke. I know everyone on my fucking Twitter timeline last night was, oh, Rodgers is going to carve him up again, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you realize Rodgers doesn't do this alone, right? Like, the team needs to do it, and that defense is going to be tough. Yeah. And on the flip side, they're going to want to run the ball against the Packers, and that's going to be a stiff test for our defensive front. I think they can get after Fields against this offensive line if they can get him in obvious passing downs. But they got to be careful. They play man. This kid will take off, and he'll pick up first downs with his feet. It's a different test. This kid is a different test. Stanley, thanks to the Super Chat. Packers are sixth total defense. Let's go! Let's go! Sixth total defense! Not that I really care about rankings. It's more about rankings and points, but I hear you. I feel you. All division games are dicey. Gary, you got that right. Familiarity always breeds, like, really just tough back and forth, especially in the North. It's kind of always been that way. But, yeah, division games are always tough. There's no doubt about it. Just look at the first half of that Detroit game. Hey, Max, thanks for being so astute. Yeah, I don't know how astute I'm going to be when I ask Matt my question today, but we'll see. It's amusing that the Bears are so good at putting a defense together but haven't put an offense together in 30 years. Kevin, it's kind of wild, right? I mean, be thankful. Be thankful, Packers fans, that you got the team that knows how to find quarterbacks and develop them as opposed to the, you know, and everyone bitches about the defense, but it's like, you know, quarterbacks win games and championships. Like, the Bears freaking put together this great defense year after year and can't find a quarterback to save their life. Now, maybe they found one in Fields, but we all know they're going to ruin him. You know, it's just what they do. So, yeah, it is kind of weird, though. It's like this kind of mirrored image, or not a mirror. I guess it's a black mirror image of each other. Like, this team's really good at this one thing. The other team is good at this one thing. And that's why there's such – it's the drama between these two. It's so good. I love it. Brandy. Joe Barry can sit at the big boys table now at Thanksgiving. No pie yet, though. Brandy. Wow, that's – coming from Brandy, wow. I think that's nicer than anything you ever said about Mike Pettine. And only, what, 5 games into his tenure? Joe Barry doing work over here. I like it. Not even humble pie. Nice. The Bears know how to ruin quarterbacks. That's true. They do. Let's hope that knee injury still bothers Fields for this game. No, man. I want him top of his game. I want to beat people at their best. Injuries are part of the game. I understand that, but I hope he's feeling right as rain so the Packers can demoralize him. That's what I want. Seeing Campbell fill the hole was a breath of fresh air. I mean, Campbell's whole kind of existence in this defense has been a breath of fresh air. I think you talk about being wandering in the Sahara Desert searching for a glass of water. And then finding like a trough of water. That's what Campbell is, head inside backer for the Packers. It's crazy. I mean, I can only echo Aaron Rodgers. How is this guy on the street? It's crazy. And I understand Cardinals drafted a guy, so they didn't really need him. And they're playing very well. I mean, it's no knock on the Cardinals. Their guy is really good, so I understand it. But, man, it's just great. Just a great pickup for the Pack. I'm just sad Z won't eat this Sunday. Yeah, Tony, I hear you. It sucks that Zadarius is missing the balance of the season. Really sucks. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. The sideline used to get pretty amped when Dom Beebe got the ball. That's true. That is so true. Remember the Monday Nighter against the Niners in Lambeau? All-timer. That he has one of the great plays ever in that game when Favre's rolling to his left and hits him. Oh, that was an epic game. So good. Do you remember when Favre's ball got stolen on the Bengals game? I do. Did you? Rodgers brought it up on Tuesday with McAfee. There was some crazy shit. Do you remember when the guy ran on the field in Carolina? I think, was that a Monday night? Yeah, it was a Monday night game because it was Dennis Miller was on the call. And he literally, like, the Panthers and the Packers were lining up on, like, right before a play. Like 5 seconds on the play clock, some dude runs off from the sideline, like runs into the middle of the lines. It was crazy. Good times. Good time. I think Favre kind of attracted that element. Accidental hero, thanks for the super chat. What's more difficult, rookie starting QB for Bears or dating with a stash in New York, Staten Island fun? I'm going to tell you, it ain't. Neither one is easy. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, my love life is a fucking disaster. Dave, thanks for the super chat. As a Packer fan in Chicagoland, need this win Sunday. Chicagoans become real insufferable real fast with only the littlest bit of hope. Oh, yeah, you only have to you know, venture forth to Twitter to find that out. Remember when they signed Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and they had gotten the great swindle over on the Packers because they signed Adrian Amos? They spent all summer crowing about that. Or the one fucking year they win the division and then Mitch Trubisky's better than Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, it doesn't take much to get the Bears fans going, but we know Packers, we just sit back, bide our time, then we put them in their place. We know what's what. We know how it is. But I, dude, Dave, I've been there. I lived in Chicago out of high school. And it was so funny as it was really before there were sports bars with tons of TVs. And I would go when the Packers would play the Bears, but most weeks, I would catch the radio call, Jim and Max, out of Milwaukee, actually just south of Milwaukee. And I would get I'd be tuning in my radio to listen to the game. Kids, what I'm telling you is I'm old. I'm very old. All right, I'm going to have to get going. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and join Corey and I tonight at 6 p.m. or an hour later tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Lambeau time for the return of Packer Transplants Live. Two guys who like to think they know something about football and various other things. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please join us. Hit like, hit subscribe, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.